What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Going into the top of the hour, we're talking about how Wells Fargo's rating has been moved from stable to sell, and analysts are predicting a 30% drop in the stock price. And that's interesting because last month, Wells Fargo senior executives dumped millions of their own shares. So they knew something was about to happen. I think this would almost qualify as insider trading, because they got out before the bad news hit. And everybody who still has stock in Wells Fargo, they're losing money right now. And by the way, oddly enough, for a Friday, the stock market was down. You know the usual pattern. On Fridays, the plunge protection team will massage that stock market so it has a happy ending, so all the money junkies can have a relaxing weekend. Didn't happen today. Not down by a lot, but it breaks the pattern. Article coming out of Zero Hedge talking about the dangerous season begins now, and the historical trend for the late summer, early autumn to be not a good time to be in the stock market. And apparently, there was an article, Sell in May and Go Away, in the May 1st, 2017 issue of Seasonal Insights, that studied stock patterns and discovered that in just 2 out of 11 international stock markets, it makes sense to invest during the summer months. The other 9, no. Right now, there are more renters among the American population than at any time since 1965. People cannot afford to buy a home. Or more to the point, they're scared to take that mortgage because they don't have any confidence things are going to get better in the future. See, the government can borrow money all at once because they're not going to have to pay it back. They're going to make you pay it all back. Or they can just create it out of thin air, whatever they can do. Ordinary Americans don't want to borrow money right now. They don't want to borrow money for a new car or a home or anything else. They want to pay cash unless they know for certain they'll be able to make the payments on that debt. And right now, very few Americans have that confidence. We've had year after year after year of hardworking Americans forced from high-paying jobs into lower-paying jobs and getting into trouble because they can't carry the debt load that they took on when they had the high-paying jobs. And with all this fight against an increase in the minimum wage, Americans are saying, I could wind up with even less money coming on in. And that's why they don't want to borrow money. And that is why in a debt-based economy, it's locking up. Apparently up in Canada, FedEx Canada is going to close all their retail office locations. And all those people are going to go away. Now, we have been talking about rare earth minerals and the awkwardness of the United States starting to make sink face with China. Because right now, China pretty much has the monopoly on these rare earths market. They have basically 85 to 90% of all global production. And these rare earth elements are strategically important. They're used for defense technology sectors, including the mobile phone. And so there's a problem. If we get into a situation of sanctions and embargoes against China, China could cut off those rare earth elements, and that would be a major blow to America's high-tech industry. I think our government ought to stop this model of sanctions and threats to get people to buy products from the United States and just start focusing on making better products. Because we're clearly in an economic war with much of the rest of the planet, and economic wars have a nasty, nasty habit of turning into real shooting wars here. The pound has taken a sharp fall just before the June inflation data was released. And apparently, it has reignited concern that confidential official information is being leaked out to the market traders. Imagine my shock. Following up on that is an article that came out from Investment Watch blog. Great Britain is flirting with a recession. And that could be a problem, not just for Great Britain, but even for the European Union, which until the Brexit is finalized, is still heavily dependent on revenues coming from Great Britain to prop up the other EU member nations. It's hanging by a thread over there. It's almost, I wonder if the bookmakers in Las Vegas are taking bets whether it's going to be the collapse of the European Central Bank or the refugee crisis that actually tears the European Union apart. Because right now they're both running neck and neck. Austria is still threatening to send their army to the border with Italy. Unless Italy stops letting the migrants across, and Italy is still letting the migrants across. They haven't done it yet, but they're still threatening it. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates rejoining our network. Do you remember when Donald Trump went on over for his Paris visit for Bastille Day? And was all pomp and ceremony, and the media was showing all these beautiful videos. It turned out that in other parts of the city, in the migrant-dominated suburbs, there was rioting that was not being shown by the corporate media. 13 security force members were wounded, and 897 cars were burned. So how's that New World Order globalist refugee open borders thing working out for you? We're going to take a phone call here. Joe in Tennessee, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I think that Trump's got to get rid of Sessions. I think, like in the Godfather movie, I think he needs a wartime consigliere. I was a big Sessions booster when they first mentioned him for nomination. But, you know, he's been in office 6 months. He's attacked legalized marijuana. He's supporting confiscation of people's money. I mean, yeah, he arrested a few doctors with Medicare fraud, but meanwhile, Seth Rich, the Hillary charities, and all these other crimes of the deep state are just not being looked at. So I think Trump has to realize that the deep state is after his blood, and he can't have a guy like Sessions who's not, he needs a pit bull, wartime consigliere. And, like I said, I've always liked Sessions, but he obviously doesn't have the fight. He's kind of like the Ron Paul of the Justice Department.
No. I think you're misinterpreting. Sessions has got the fight. Look how hard he's working against legalized marijuana. The problem is Sessions has his own agenda, and he's not going along with Donald Trump here. And Judicial Watch just released yet more emails proving once again Hillary was running a pay-for-play scam at the State Department. The evidence is overwhelming, and yet Sessions is still out there talking about investigating Donald Trump and Russia. And again, if Sessions is not going to move forward on prosecuting Hillary Clinton, then yes, he must be replaced. I mean, former FBI Director James Comey literally went down the list of felony Title 18 violations committed by Hillary Clinton. Then he said, she didn't mean to do wrong. We're just going to let her go. But Title 18 does not require criminal intent. Title 18 violations include negligence and carelessness, which, to be the most generous, okay, she was just being careless and negligent. It's still a felony violation. And Sessions has not moved on that. The fact that Comey and Loretta Lynch said we're not going to prosecute, double jeopardy doesn't apply anymore. Okay? She can still be prosecuted. Why didn't Sessions move forward with that? All right, we're gonna let you go. We're gonna let you go and take care of the pooch. And I don't know, maybe it's just my voice. I mean, dogs usually love me, and I love them back as well. All right, getting on back to the news here. Up in Fresno, California. And this sort of thing is happening all over the country right now. Apparently, police responded to a call about some very unusual activity on East San Ramon Avenue. And apparently people were upset. There seemed to be blood splattering around the place. And it turned out there were a group of these refugees that were basically slaughtering a sheep in their yard. And apparently they were unaware that you're not supposed to just slaughter live animals inside the city. Certainly was not in compliance with health code. And apparently was a Syrian refugee. And they were basically having their equivalent of a picnic. But at the same time, again, they're not exactly integrating in to the rest of the country. Right now, the German courts are on the verge of total collapse. They're being overwhelmed by all of these asylum seeker claims. Going to court, let us in, let us in. It's been a disaster. It's been a disaster. And George Soros and the New World Order and the globalists, they're still out there pushing and saying, open borders, open borders, open borders. And that's a big reason why they really hate Donald Trump. He's not on board with open borders. And this idea of open borders, they invented it out of thin air to bring about their New World Order. There has never been a time in history where you had this idea of nations without borders. Every social organization from tribe up through nation state has borders. And they have the right to enforce those borders to decide who does and does not come on into the country. That's just common sense. One of the reasons that that area at the eastern end of the Mediterranean has been so fought over throughout history is the idea of who's controlling those borders. Because it's a major transit route for cargo that can't be shipped across the Mediterranean. They have to cross the borders. And there's a toll. That's where the wealth from some of those Middle Eastern kingdoms right along that Mediterranean border, that's where the wealth came from. Toll gates on the borders. Opium coming down from Turkey into Egypt is one example. A lot of drug trafficking. Back then it was legal. This was all legal stuff back then. But it was big business. And the people who had the borders got a little piece of the action when they crossed. Apparently, over in France, a policeman was attacked with iron bars by 30 Muslim migrants, and he had to pull his gun and defend himself in the city of Sevran. One of the attackers was shot in the stomach. The police officer was then rescued by reinforcement. He's in the hospital. And it's almost like the Muslims are getting ready to have their own uprising and saying, this is no longer France, this is Syria West, or whatever they're going to call it. We could literally see a civil war break out all over Europe because of George Soros' dreams of a global empire. Up in Germany, the Social Democrat leader Scholz is telling Macron that Angela Merkel is history. She is not going to be surviving her next election, even with all the help from Diebold. She may be following the same path as Hillary Clinton, convinced that she's going to get enough election fraud to stay chancellor, only to be caught by surprise the way Hillary was. Another article on the same thing. This is in the Express over in the UK. The Brexit is tearing the EU apart. The bloc is unified in name only. The European Union is a union in name only. And it has to do with the Brexit. It has to do with the economic predations of the European Central Bank. And certainly has a lot to do with the refugee crisis. Now, as you know, Brussels and Poland are in a little bit of an argument where Poland wants to reform its internal politics, change its Supreme Court system, and Brussels is saying, no, you can't do that. Hungary has now sided with Poland, saying that Brussels is overstepping their authority. Remember, the EU began as a free trade bloc, and the individual European Union member states were supposed to maintain some degree of their sovereignty. It was just open travel, open trade within the EU bloc. And now Brussels is presuming to intrude and intervene into the tiniest workings of every single member state. And it's causing friction with Poland. Hungary's coming in on the side of Poland. Again, we know the EU is going to break up. It's only a question of just exactly what the trigger is going to be. Brexit, economy, friction with Brussels, refugee crisis. Now, out here in Hawaii, we're a liberal state. There's no question about it. The state of Hawaii is now forcing pro-life pregnancy centers to make a statement endorsing the possibility of an abortion. In other words, if you are a woman, you're expecting a child, and you are going to a pregnancy center for care, state law now says they have to suggest to you that maybe you might want to consider an abortion. I'm sure that women who become pregnant are already considering that. Now, this next one, you are not going to believe. The chancellor of California's community college system, Eloy Ortez Oakley, wants to abolish the college algebra requirement and called it a civil rights issue. And basically, he says algebra is overly burdensome due to the disproportionate rate at which it prevents students from graduating from community colleges. Nearly 50% of community college students do not complete the math requirement. And he says this is a civil rights issue. We're going to keep on lowering the standards until everybody gets a community college degree, and then they can go on to a four-year university and get those student loans going. So according to this guy, it's now considered your civil right to be stupid. They're gutting education. It's not education anymore. It's just, it's turned into a racket like everything else. Now, I concede that there are a lot of paths in life that you will take where you don't actually need to have algebra. But it is a good skill to have. You know what amazes me is you'll have people who are illiterate in reading and writing, and they feel ashamed about that. And they should. Then you have people walking around saying, oh, I know nothing about mathematics, and they act like it's no big deal. Math is just as important to the functioning of our society as language. And again, it's just another example of the deliberate dumbing down of our population so we can't be critically analyze what the government and the corporations are doing, what they're selling us. Now, over in Missouri, at an appeals court, finally some sanity has broken through. And there was this lawsuit of this girl who wanted to use the boys' locker room. And the Missouri Appeals Court said, look, if you're a biological girl, you use the locker room for girls. Yeah, that's what makes sense here. In fact, it's absurd that this got this far. But apparently this girl was claiming that she was being discriminated against by being forced to use the locker room for girls, even though she's biologically a girl, and made a big stink about it. And finally, the Missouri court said, this is nonsense. The law does not actually give you a right to go where you want to go because of what you imagine that you are inside. I think we're beginning to see a pushback against some of the more ridiculous liberal nonsense that has been dumped onto us over the last several years. And again, this idea of gender fluidity, it's part of this attack on our identity. They want us confused about who we are, where we came from, what our history is, what our culture is, what our religious beliefs are, even what restroom to use. Because people who have a strong sense of self, have a strong identity, are harder to manipulate than people who just really don't understand anything at all that's going on, like which bathroom to use. So that's what this is coming on down to. Now, we're coming up on a commercial break, and when we come on back, there's a follow-up story to this, and it sounds a warning. We'll be right back. folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about this gender identity fluidity issue. There's an article over in the Daily Mail saying that the number of children attending gender identity clinics has quadrupled in the past 5 years. And some of the experts are saying, well, this could be explained by the promotion of transgender issues in schools, which may have encouraged children to think about their identity. Others are saying that this teaching children about transgender issues at such a young age is sowing the seeds of confusion. A lot of this could be imposed from outside. And we've seen all these stories about these gender fluidity people who are out there trying to make you feel ashamed if you identify as male or female. How dare you? This is the gender fluid era. And just to be clear on it, I'm a guy. Another example of how government can be hopelessly out of touch with the real world. Down in Houston, Texas, there is this ongoing case where a gentleman has been ordered to pay thousands of dollars in child support for a child, and it's been accruing for a long time. It's about $65,000 the court says he owes right now for this child, even though a DNA test shows it is not his. Now, apparently back in 2003, the mother went to court and said that this guy, Cornejo, was the only possible father. And the court said, well, yes, obviously, the woman will always tell the truth. And the state of Texas started assessing child support payments, which now total $65,000. And court records suggest that he was subpoenaed, but they don't actually have the proof of service. And he says he never got the notification. And so the courts are still out there saying, well, the law is the law, and the court decided that you must be the father because the mother says she wasn't having sex with anybody else, even though the DNA test says, no, it's not his kid. Apparently, let's see, another story coming out. You scratch your head at this stuff. Apparently, a five-year-old girl has been fined 150 pounds by a council at Mile End, East London. There were music fans on the way to the Love Box Festival at the weekend. She set up a lemonade stand, and she got fined. Now, when I was a kid, having a kid set up a lemonade stand, that was considered a positive thing. You're teaching them, you know, the beginnings of commerce and business. I had a lemonade stand. I stop at lemonade stands for kids just to encourage them. And now we live in this society where you're not allowed to do anything without a permit, which, of course, costs money. So here we have this big government, the British Empire, wanting their piece of the action of this five-year-old girl's lemonade stand. Apparently, over in New York City, they've passed a new law saying that you cannot be a dog sitter without a kennel license. In other words, if I had a dog and I'm going to go visit family for 3 or 4 days and I ask a neighbor, can you sit my dog, which happens all the time, now in New York City, you have to have a kennel license. You're not allowed to dog sit for your friends without a kennel license. Money, 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 money. It's the kennel industrial complex. Up in Pennsylvania, apparently there is a growing concern. There was a teenage girl who was assaulted by an officer. And apparently this officer threatened to use a stun gun on this teenager. Then he grabbed her by the neck and threw her on the ground, swearing at her at a gas station. And apparently the crux of the lawsuit is that the police department and the city are refusing to provide any information under the principle that police are never wrong, regardless of what they do. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you.
I remember when I lost my mind. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And they're still recycling O.J. Simpson. They're bringing back the Nicole Simpson and Ron Goldman, and the families are complaining, how dare you let him out? Well, O.J. was never sent to jail for the murders, even though it's pretty obvious that he did it. In fact, I was talking about my half-brother, who was a L.A. County Sheriff. He was actually in the visitation room at the jail when O.J. admitted to Rosie Greer that he had done it. And unfortunately, the judge in the Simpson trial refused to allow that as testimony. I found an article. Actually, somebody mailed me an article about this Russian doomsday device. It is called the Dead Hand System. And again, it was set up in 1985. And it is simply a system that if Russia is attacked, if their government is wiped out, the system launches automatically any remaining nuclear weapons in the Russian arsenal. So there's a good reason to calm things down and maybe avoid a war. Now, up in Washington State, they have a new law. Now, as you know, it is already illegal in most jurisdictions to be driving under the influence of alcohol. But Washington has come out with a new driving under the influence of electronics law that makes it a crime to text, eat, smoke, read, or groom yourself while driving. And it sounds a little draconian. And when you read this article, what you find on out is that if you are convicted of any of these, your auto insurance company is now allowed to raise your rates. So in addition to paying the fine for the offense yourself, your insurance premiums go up. Now, on the other hand, I can understand not being distracted while you're driving, especially as driving gets crazier and crazier. The other day, in fact, it was just yesterday, Claire and I were down at our local shopping mall, and I'm heading for a parking space, and there's a guy in front of me who's walking along looking at his smartphone and absolutely walks right in front of me. Didn't even know I was there. Got to be aware, people, situational awareness. And the only part of this law that bothers me, of course, is that in many cases you can be cited even if the car is standing still. And certainly for those who are trying to use GPS units, it's a bit of a conflict right there. We had a big stink here in Hawaii a while back where there was some major construction. A water main broke down in Waikiki, and the traffic was just backed up. And it was just not moving. And a lot of the drivers just turned their cars off, and they're sitting there working on their smartphones, and the cops are just walking down the line of stopped cars writing tickets because it's a $300 ticket if you're using your cell phone while driving. The only way you can use your cell phone legally in Hawaii is you have to have one of these little earpieces. It's all about grabbing money here. Let's talk about, first of all, I want to address this issue. I'm getting all these emails about the quake swarms around Yellowstone. And yes, there have been quite a few lately. And everyone's saying, oh, it's going to blow. You are sitting on top of a supervolcano, and there's always going to be seismic activity. I mean, that's what makes Yellowstone such an interesting place to go to, is the geothermal activity is nonstop 24 hours a day, whether it's geysers, the mud pots, whatever you want to call them. But the indications are not that we're at risk of an imminent supervolcano eruption. In fact, I would say probably it is not going to happen in our lifetimes. Could turn out to be wrong, but I think we need to be a little bit cautious about overhyping this situation. All right, let's take a phone call here. Rodney in Illinois, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hey, Mike, that was quick. I just called in.
Yes, you did.
Let me get you off. Hey, I'm sitting here drilling holes in the bottom of a bucket. And I'm a member of the smartest audience in listening land. Are you curious why I'm drilling holes in the bottom of a bucket?
I don't know. It almost sounds like some kind of a perversion. I'm not sure we should broadcast this.
No, I make wine. I'm trying to make...
Of course. How silly.
I'm fabricating my own wine press that uses the force of water to press my fruit. But anyhow, back to my subject that I told the board op I wanted to talk about. And I'm going to preface it this way. It's been too long ago, but I came across a documentary discussing the banking in Iceland.
Yes.
And the producers, they gained an interview with the president or whatever he's called of Iceland, and he spelled it out in no uncertain terms what the crimes were and why they went after them, the bankers.
Yes.
Now, I use that as a preface for a question I've had for years. Iraq, Iran, and Syria, they all have UN ambassadors to the UN.
Yes.
I'm assuming they probably speak English.
I would imagine so. As I've traveled around the world, I've discovered that most countries, they speak excellent English. In fact, even better English than a lot of the people we have in this country.
Here's my point. The president of Iceland he's approachable. He can be contacted. He can speak for himself. I'm just curious, has it ever crossed your mind to get the ambassador or some English-speaking Iranian or from Iraq or from Syria? I asked myself, we got C-SPAN. I never watch it. I don't have cable. But is there such an outlet for the conversations that go on at the UN? Why don't we ever hear about that? I can only imagine what these ambassadors are saying when they get their, you know, 15 minutes of fame at the podium at the UN. What in the world is the ambassador from Syria saying at the UN about what's going on over there?
Well, the problem is what we, the American people, see about the goings-on at the United Nations is filtered through the corporate media. The United Nations does not have their own publicly distributed information channel. They have an internal TV network that the corporate media ties into. But again, what goes out to the American people is determined by the media management. And again, they're going to put out stuff that supports the U.S. agenda.
Yeah, emphasis on management. Well, do you have access to that feed?
Or, no.
I mean, surely they are, you know, it's a public record who these people are. I mean, if you can't talk to the ambassador, how about one of his top aides? I mean, I would sure like to hear from an English-speaking Syrian diplomat what the hell their opinion is of what the hell we're doing there.
Well, again, if you go and look at some of the foreign press like Sana or Press TV, there are generally a lot of articles that quote these officials as saying what's going on, and we will cite them in our show and link to them from whatreallyhappened.com. Right now, the only place where the corporate media is still fully in control are the corporate media TV news networks and the big newspapers. A lot of the smaller media outlets are starting to break away and show some independence. A lot of the smaller newspapers that haven't been gobbled up are showing their independence. And, of course, in the independent media, we're talking about this stuff all the time. But as far as my getting an actual interview, you know, I have one contact who's actually inside the United Nations, and I think I will ask them if something could be arranged.
Well, that would be fantastic. I think that would be ranked right up there with your top 10 shows, if you could arrange something like that. Because, you know, that's the impression I got when I saw that documentary about Iceland. You know, these guys got out there, and I got to see the guy tell his own story about what happened in Iceland and what they did about it. And, you know, I'm thinking, you know, what, and you know, in these three countries that I mentioned, they may not be offended that RBN might have a dark cloud of alleged anti-Semitism over their head, if you know what I'm talking about.
Well, actually, I don't. I know I'm always accused of being an anti-Semite.
John Stadtmuller himself has been saying that he's lost advertisers because of this alleged black eye of being anti-Semitic.
Oh, there's no question about that. I mean, when Claire and I were still producing local TV and radio commercials here on Oahu, we were having people calling up the local ad agencies, which are, yes, they're all under the control of Jewish individuals. They were getting calls all the way from Israel itself saying, don't do business with these people. They're anti-Semites. And I reject the claim that I'm an anti-Semite because I don't have a problem with Jewish people. I'm descended from Jewish roots. Rivero's a Sephardic name. My first wife was Jewish. But I am going to criticize the actions of the government of Israel, and that's not anti-Semitism anymore.
Yeah,
any more than criticizing the actions of the Nazis is anti-Germanism.
Wouldn't it be nice if the rest of the world could say, I don't have a problem with the American people. I've got a problem with the American government.
Well, we're trying to keep that delineation, and of course, that's what we say about Israel. I don't have a problem with the people of Israel, but I do have a problem with the actions of the government of Israel. And, of course, the actions of the government of Israel is, oh, we never do anything wrong. The only reason you're criticizing us is you hate the Jewish people and you're an anti-Semite, which is over at Amy Goodman's Democracy Now!, they had a former member of the Knesset who came on TV and admitted it's just a trick to deflect criticism. When somebody asks a question that they can't really answer, they just scream, oh, you're an anti-Semite.
Yeah. All right, well, it's blackberry season, and I'm making wine, and I got some wine to press, so I'm going to get back to drilling holes in my
bucket. Oh, I remember blackberry season in Washington State. That was just absolutely amazing here. Good luck with your wine, and Good luck with your water-powered press. Personally, I still like the image of the young Italian girls barefoot crushing up the grapes, but that's just me from watching too many old movies.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
You bet. Bye. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so let's get on to human-caused global warming. Interestingly enough, we've seen a very significant temperature drop here in Hawaii over the last few days. It's a lot more comfortable than it was. And Al Gore is still out there hyping his movie, The Inconvenient Sequel. The corporate media is out there saying, oh, it's the hottest year on record. Analysts are looking at the data coming out of NASA, NOAA, Hadley Climate Research Unit, and they're saying all of the warming is added in. It's not in the raw data. And do a little flashback here. When Al Gore was first out there selling this idea, fear is his business model. Scare you out of your money. And he actually went on TV and he said that 2 kilometers below the Earth's surface, the temperature of the Earth's core is over 1,000,000 degrees. Now, anybody who knows anything about geology knows that that is flat out wrong. He is off by more than a few zeros. And the corporate media gave him a complete pass on that. Now, if Sarah Palin made a gaffe, and she did, the media just went after her, hammer and tong. But Al Gore gets a pass on this because he's part of the deep state. He's part of the narcocracy. He can do no wrong. Now, you probably remember I've said in recent months that I think our technology, along with becoming unreliable, is becoming decadent. And just because you can put a computer into something doesn't mean that you really need to. So all of a sudden, I'm seeing this article. This is out of Natural Blaze, where they're coming out with the new generation of smart toothbrushes equipped with interactive wireless displays and radio transmitters. So while you're brushing your teeth, you can be watching on your smartphone while it tells you the best way to clean your teeth. I think that's a little over the top. Now, Claire has these electric toothbrushes that have timers on them. And that may be okay. Me, I use an old-fashioned manual one. But I do think it's gotten to a ridiculous extreme. And again, there is that new warning coming out of the FBI. These cloud-connected toys for kids are a security risk, not just for your kid, but for your entire family, because kids don't have any discretion. They're in playtime with this little fluffy teddy bear. They're just going to say whatever pops into their head. And if hackers have broken into that communication stream, they can learn all kinds of things about you. They could find out, for example, where the kid goes to school, where he might be left unattended, or they could get information about the parents that they could use to ill purpose. Again, if I were fortunate enough to have had children, I would never allow them to have anything like this. Yes, I'm going to get them a computer and teach them how to use the computer and teach them that the internet is a wonderful tool, but it's a hostile place as well, and you got to be careful. Now, probably if you travel a lot, you will make use of your hotel's Wi-Fi. But apparently that has now been compromised. There's a hacking group called Dark Hotel, and apparently they are breaking into the Wi-Fi systems of these hotels in order to spy on the guests and steal data. And again, the NSA can't seem to find any of these people. Now, if you make videos for YouTube, and I do, you're probably aware that a recent change in YouTube's policy has resulted in the demonetization of many creators' videos, supposedly over concern expressed by the various advertisers. Now, in my case, they've never allowed me to monetize any of my videos, even though they're actually pretty tame. Most of them are simply videos put together to Claire's original work. But YouTube has just refused steadfastly to ever allow me to monetize them. But apparently there's now a class action lawsuit against YouTube, and it's being led by Zombie Go Boom, which makes videos where they supposedly kill zombies with a variety of bizarre tools, and they got a huge following. And for some reason, the advertisers didn't like that, and they got demonetized, and now they're leading a class action lawsuit. And I think maybe that this is a good thing, because I think we need to go back to this idea that even though it's a private corporation, the First Amendment applies. That's always been the rule of the telephone company. The telephone company is not allowed to censor you. And neither should these large infrastructure for communicating on computers. The same rules ought to apply. We already know they're trying to make exceptions for the internet. The common carrier philosophy of the telephone system was supposed to be carried over as net neutrality on the internet. That is now being torn apart to give corporations the special advantage and treatment over us small, tiny operators. We're going to take another break for commercials here, and we'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Coming up on the top of the hour, and the lovely Lady Claire. Over in Arkansas, the Department of Health has come out with a new rule regarding medical marijuana, saying that you can have a medical marijuana card or you can have a gun, but you cannot have both. That if you apply for a medical marijuana card, you must surrender your arms and your right to keep and bear arms. Now, setting aside the obvious conflict with the Second Amendment and a reminder of the U.S. Supreme Court decision Marbury versus Madison, marijuana smokers are not prone to violence. They get mellow. They sit there. They eat Twinkies. They're not a problem. It's the meth heads that you got to worry about. Or the heroin addicts in withdrawal. This is just more boneheaded government thinking by a government that is trying to justify their expense, keep their paycheck going, and a government that is oblivious of the Constitution of the United States of America. And I think the American people need to start standing on the principle established by Marbury versus Madison. Laws that are repugnant to the Constitution are automatically null and void. They're dead on arrival. Over in Italy, there are massive protests over their new mandatory vaccination law. And their new law is 12 mandatory vaccines for young students. And the Italian people are literally up in arms over this because of the health problems caused by these chemicals. Remember, we reported yesterday, Sweden, one of the most liberal countries on the entire earth, has now banned mandatory vaccination. And here in the U.S., the vaccine industry is marching on forward because nobody questions the vaccine industry. Nobody questions big pharmaceutical. And it really is a great deal of nonsense here. Now, as you know, we have been on the warpath against the prescription antidepressants because of the very serious side effects and bad reactions a lot of people seem to have to them. So it was rather interesting to find this article over in Natural News, where they just did a nutritional study at Lamarck College of Medicine at the University of Vermont and was published in PLOS One, finds that just 248 milligrams of magnesium per day is more effective against depression than prescription antidepressant drugs. And I'm sure the big pharmaceutical companies are coming on out there and saying, oh, no, you can't tell anybody. Don't report on this. They have to buy our prescription antidepressant drug. Do you realize how many common ailments can be treated with things like alkaline water and just making sure you have all your vitamins and minerals? But they don't want you to know about that. They want to get you on that medical industrial complex treadmill to grind as much wealth out of you as they possibly can. Because as soon as Richard Nixon signed that Health Maintenance Organization bill, medicine went from being about health and wellness to just another money-making racket. Okay, we got to take a break here for station identification. We're going to be back here with the lovely Lady Claire after these few words.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.